T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We welcome Governor Tom Wolf of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. First and foremost, we appreciate your time, Governor. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Larry. It's good to be with you. And Kevin, it's really nice to meet you online here. So,
my pleasure, sir. Good morning.
Welcome back to Pennsylvania.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, there's nobody happier to be home than Kevin, Governor. So let's start by yesterday. The president said that he's been working with most governors. And are you getting what you need, do you feel, from the federal government at this point?
Yeah, we are. We are on not quite daily, but frequent calls with the president and vice president. We're trying to do everything we can to cooperate with the things that they're suggesting. I think so far we've been able to work together.
Governor, the stress must be incredible. Unemployment claims in Pennsylvania are near the highest in the nation. I believe our state is one of the only ones that shut down all public and private construction sites. How do you view State Speaker Terzai's offering of Bill 2400 to reopen some job sites?
Yeah, I'm still looking at that. We and he and I have talked about that. We have opened construction sites. PennDOT for essential, there's like fixing bridges, repairing roads and things like that, making sure the infrastructure is okay. Those construction jobs are up. If you're building essential buildings, hospitals, things like that, construction is open. The issue here really is I'm trying to keep people safe, and I think there is probably no business out there, and I used to be in business myself. There is no business out there that can't make a claim that we're really hurting things by shutting down. The thing that we've got to worry about is what's the alternative? If our healthcare system is overwhelmed, then the problems of absenteeism, the problems of low consumer demand for anything that anybody makes or any service that anybody provides, is I think going to be worse. So the sort of Hobson's choice that we've had to make in this, between a rock and a hard place, is which bad choice do you want? And that extends to everybody. We've got to do the best we can in the public sector to say, okay, you're essential, you're not, you're sort of essential, you're partially essential. In an effort to keep as many people home, ultimately, keeping people home, keeping people from touching each other is what's going to get us through this in a way that doesn't overwhelm the healthcare system. I mean, Kevin, you came from New York, and their healthcare system in the city is overwhelmed, and we don't want to get to that point, because that just takes the death toll much higher, and it makes the insecurity on the part of workers, consumers, employers even worse. So here in Pennsylvania, we're trying to do this as quickly and decisively as possible, in order to get through this as quickly as possible.
I know you've been approached by many, many businesses and organizations to kind of lobby to continue to do at least a portion of what they can do. What about some of the states around us are allowing online car sales so that they can just keep the wheels turning? As opposed to, I think everybody understands you can't open and have people coming in, but what about online components? Would you still consider any of these businesses, even though the deadline that you had was last week?
Yeah, here's the problem with it. No, the waiver deadline was last week. And by the way, I think one of the handful, if maybe not the only state that had a waiver program to say, let's apply common sense here. Here are guidelines, and if you have a concern about that, you can apply for basically appeal the decision. And we have a million businesses, I think, in Pennsylvania, and we had something in the, you know, maybe a few tens of thousands of companies that actually appealed. And so I think we've done a pretty good job of that. And when it comes to the online car sales, again, it's like the construction. You can make a good case that you're out in the open, you're doing all kinds of things. In the case of online sales, you still have dealer prep. You still have things that are going to bring people together in the back room. So I'm not sure that qualifies for an exemption. Apparently, it did not in Pennsylvania. We have an independent waiver group in the Department of Community and Economic Development. They decided that wasn't to be, and I support that. Again, the challenge we all have is let's err on the side of staying home. Let's err on the side of not bringing people together for any reason, and reducing the amount of time people do have to spend together. And if we can do that, if we can stay firm on that, we're going to save a lot of lives and get back on our feet faster than we would if we just did nothing.
Governor, they say the peak won't happen for a few more days, maybe 8 more days, according to modeling. When do you see people being able to come out of their houses and go back to work and not be cited for traveling and things like that?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, the issue in Pennsylvania is complicated. There are all kinds of models. There's the University of Washington, the IHME model. There's the University of Pittsburgh model. There's one at the University of Pennsylvania. And they all make different assumptions. The peak should come here probably a little bit later than it does in New York City. I think New York City, they're looking at the next 3 or 4 days. Here it's probably maybe a week. But again, all these models, the answer really is it depends. It depends on how we Pennsylvanians deal with this. If we don't stay home, if we go out, if we mingle with others, if we don't maintain social distancing, the peak is going to come later and it's going to be higher. If we continue to do what we're doing, we can get through this quickly and get back on our feet. Ultimately, the things that are going to create the confidence that people are going to need to want to go and consume, that are going to want to go back to work with their fellow employees, is going to be things like a vaccine. It's going to be things like antibody testing so that we can tell whether you're immune, your system is ready for this. Until we get to that point, the confidence is going to be sort of conditional, and people are going to be a little bit worried when they go out, and that's not going to help the economy. Again, what we're trying to do in the short term is buy time and keep that peak from being lower than the capacity in our healthcare system. So far here in Pennsylvania, we've done that. We are thanks to the thing that what 12.8 million Pennsylvanians are doing, I think we at this point we can make it through this, but it's still tough. People are dying in Pennsylvania despite our best efforts, so we've just got to stay the course and try to do everything we can to get through this, and then let's make sure that on the other side we have the things we need to get back to normal as quickly as possible.
Governor Tom Wolf, we certainly appreciate you taking time for us here in Pittsburgh. Governor, thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks, Kevin. And welcome again back to Pennsylvania.
I greatly appreciate that, sir. Thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.